Okay. Who's actually filming where you work?
When I first started, my sister-in-law next door kept them. But then I had a neighbor over here keep them, and then a neighbor over here. I always had somebody. I was not one that left mine at home.
And you didn't ask mother to babysit?
No, my mother always lived at Burke, and she always lived on the farm and worked hard.
She had enough to do without
Right. They farmed, you
watching.
know, after I was married, they were still farming, and eventually they just really quit farming, but they grew cows and hay and stuff like this. She still has her farm. She still has, well, she had 102 acres, but she sold 10 acres to the airport about 2 years ago to build a road. They're to build a road from 59 straight in, and it will come right at the back of her house, back of her place there. But she still leases her place, and she still lives up there. I wanted to tell you some more. You said, mentioned something about you wanted your boys to hear this about working. We had to get up about 5:30, and as I said, do our chores before we went to school. But in the summer, we had to work all day hard, just, you know, and we cut wood. My daddy made ties and sold them in the summer. And he carried us to help saw and peel the ties.
Did you do that on your own place? You must have had a lot of equipment to do
Well,
all these different jobs.
you do a lot of it by hand. I mean, you had equipment like axe and saw, but nothing electric. It was hard work.
Nothing power, in
Oh,
other
no,
words.
on. And we used to cut wood and sell it to make extra money, because everybody had to have what we call stove wood for the cook stove, and then fireplace wood for the fireplace. And then during the berry, when berries were ripe, well, my mother would take us five children, and we'd go in the woods and pick berries by the wash tubs full, and people would come and buy them for 10 cents a gallon. 10 cents a gallon.
All that work practically for free.
Well, we would stay in the woods all day, but if we made a dollar or two, but that was pretty good. Back in those days, it would buy lots. Like a loaf of bread was 10 cents, bacon was 19 cents a pound, and you know, everything was in accordance with what you made. But as I said, I had the four brothers, and I had to work just like they did. When they went to the field to pull peanuts, we grew peanuts, and we pulled them and shocked them in shocks. I had to go right along and work just like a boy. And then we would gather our corn, we'd take the team and the horses, and then everybody would get rows and break the corn off and pitch it in the wagon, and then we had to put it in the crib. And I had to work just like the boys.
But did you have to work extra in the house where they
Yes.
didn't?
Well, now, as I said, my mother worked like we did. We all went to the field and worked. And then when we went home, well, Mom and I went in the house to work, and they went to the barn to milk and feed the animals and gather the eggs and bring in the wood, and we still had all had chores to do.
So they didn't get to quit, and you had to keep on working in the
No,
house or anything. Okay,
no.
that's good. Don't want the girls to have to do more. I have four sons, and I have raised them to do housework because I decided real early I wasn't going to be a slave to them.
I did mine too. Mine had certain, of course, as I say, we had to do this, and therefore I made my boys. They had to keep their bedroom and their bath.
I think that's
and
great
it had
form.
To be clean before we went to school. And lots of mornings they say, I'm going to be late. I said, that's just tough luck. You know what you have to do, and you have to do it before you go. So when they got their work done, we went to school. And they soon learned that they right. had to do it before they went to school.
Well, I haven't trained mine quite that well, but I work on it. It's real hard. How did you discipline your children? Did you have any problems with them?
Sure. Don't all parents?
I don't know. They seem to have more today.
Well,
or maybe we just talk about them more. I don't know.
Oh, let's see. I wrote some about that. I said parents had better control of their children because there were very few cars, no drugs, very little money to buy alcohol and go to shows and so forth. So we made our own entertainment. But, of course, when my boys were growing up, they did have the show.
Mm-hmm.
But now, my boys were not allowed to go to the show during the week, Monday through Friday, unless it was something special.
They did have movies, though, all week
uh-huh.
here. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It had to be something special because we made them stay at home during the week. They could go on weekends. And I gave them an allowance, and they had to make it go. And if they wanted to go to the show, they had to save their money.
Mm-hmm.
If they pooped it off at school, then they didn't get to go to the show.
What could they have spent it on at school?
Oh, they had candy machines.
Really? Okay.
Uh-huh. And Coke machines. Yes.
I must have gone to school in strange places. I don't remember candy and Coke machines till
Is that right?
way late in high school, you know, way up there.
Well, now I say candy machines. They had a little candy store, a little store that sold candy at first, and before they put the machines
okay.
in. But they've always had it.
The schools like it. It makes money.
Mm-hmm.
It helps, you know, generate a little money for them to use.
But still, it's bad for the children because
mm-hmm.
most of them won't eat breakfast, and their parents give them money.
That's right.
And that's their breakfast, and then they don't want the lunch.
I see them at 7:30 in the morning with four or five candy bars and a Coke.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, that's what I ate when I was growing up, so that's okay with me.
It's hot in here. Are you hot?
No, I'm fine.
Well,
it feels real comfortable.
I don't have a fan in here. I have fans back there. My boys were average boys, I would say. They were good boys.
How much age difference is there?
5 years. Both their birthdays in July and a week apart. And then they're like 1 week being 5 years difference.
Okay.
And they were never really close on account of that. But Don was born premature, and he was always slow, very slow. And two, he was born in July, and as I say, being premature, he started, I should have kept him out a year. And he struggled, or we struggled, until he was in about the eighth or ninth grade. And then he finally caught up with his age group.
Mm-hmm.
He never failed, but we worked awfully hard.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a hearing problem that he was born with.
I sure didn't know it.
Well, he reads lips. And if he's not looking at you, he won't hear you.
Hmm. Now, see, I didn't know. And I've been around him, you know,
yeah.
not a whole lot, but enough.
But he definitely reads lips. This is how he got through school. And I never had any problem with him sitting on the front seat in school. So that made him a better student.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he got in the back, he couldn't hear, and he couldn't see the teacher's lips.
Yeah.
But
how small was he when he was born?
He weighed about 3.5 pounds.
And just think, they didn't have all the
no
marvelous
sure
equipment
didn't.
They have
mm-hmm.
now.
Well, they told us before he was born that he wouldn't live. I was supposed to have had twins.
Oh, my goodness.
And he lived, but they didn't think that he would live. But he was born in July, and we had to burn a heater to keep him warm in July after I brought him home. Of course, they kept him in the incubator. They let me bring him home when he was like about 4.5 pounds.
Now, remember how long that took?
About 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go visit every day?
No, I had to stay. I stayed till he came home.
They just kept you. Mm-hmm. Well, they kept you down longer than anyway. Which I'm in favor of. I take it easy after I have one.
Yes. Yeah. A woman didn't get up the next day like they do now.
Sometimes I think they push them a little too fast now.
I really do.
There's nothing wrong with taking it easy for a while. Mm-hmm.
But Gary was on. Well, both of my boys were fairly smart. They were both in the National Honor Society. And by the way, I was too.
That's great.
I always made good grades and excelled in school. I loved school. And both of them went on and finished college. Of course, Don went to Sam Houston, and Gary went to, well, he went to Tyler Junior College, and then SFA, and then University of Houston Pharmacy School.
Where is he a pharmacist, or is he?
Yes, he is. He has, he and Ken Reese has the Timberland Discount Pharmacy.
Yeah. See what I've learned? I had no idea.
That's what he went in, was pharmacy.
Okay. Where did you work in Dibal once you had Don and started back to work?
My first job, I went to work at Temple White, the Handel factory office. Mm-hmm. And I worked, I went to work when Don was about 2, I believe, when we thought Dick was going into service. And I think I worked about 2 years. And then I decided I wanted another child, and I quit work. And then we had Gary. And then I did not go back to work then until he was 5 years old. And I went to work extra for Clyde Thompson in the Timber and Land Department. It was just an extra job. I really hadn't planned to go back until Gary got in school. But he wanted me to work at like 6 weeks, so I told him I would. And then before that 6 weeks was up, well, that's when they moved the Texarkana office to Dibal. And they moved one of the secretaries from here to Texarkana to close out over there. And they wanted me to work in her place. So I went to work until she could get back. And then before she got back, Mr. Temple called me in and he asked me if I'd be interested in working for Temple Associates as bookkeeper. So then I went to work for Temple Associates as their bookkeeper. And I worked about 6.5 years or 7 years for Temple Associates. And then I went back to Temple White. And then I worked 23 years the last time. I had 30 years service, full-time service with Temple.
That's not bad with having 2 kids and all of that.
And I worked for 2 or 3 places in Lufkin before I came to Dibal. I started out with Perry Pontiac Company, which was a Pontiac dealer, and he went out of business. So one of the salesmen moved over to the Oldsmobile place, so he got me a job over there. And then they went out of business, and we were in the building with Squire's Truck and Implement So I moved over with Squire's Truck and Implement.
Why did the places go out of business?
Well,
depression,
just,
or?
Just slow sales and, well, really no business, you know. And then I quit Squire's Truck and Implement because it was just too much. I couldn't do it. It was just more than I could do. And I went to work for W.H. Johnston Frigidaire. And I worked there until I moved to Diboll.
Were there typewriters then?
Yes.
And I know there were old-fashioned, what I call old-fashioned ad machines where you had to punch down and
pull
crank
the lever.
Them.
Mm-hmm.
I've used those in offices that were outdated because they really should have had something a little better, I would think.
We had telephones.
Did you like working?
Oh, I loved working.
My mother did too. She was never, ever happy staying at home.
I wasn't either. I wanted to work. And I guess that I had problems with the children, maybe more than I would have. But I was lucky, I guess, with my boys. I never would, as I said, I always had somebody to see after them. I never left them alone. And they were not the rowdy type boys. As I say, I guess we were fortunate they were never mixed up with the law or never came home drunk or any of these things that a lot of parents had to put up with, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. You're Methodist?
Yes.
And you were married here in Diboll in the Methodist parsonage, so have you gone here most of your adult life?
Mm-hmm. I joined the Methodist Church at birth, though, and then I transferred down here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But now Dick was Baptist.
And you, what's the word? Can't think of the word. You switched him over.
Yes.
Okay. That's good. I'm from Methodist. gosh. Anything else you have written down?
Oh, let's see.
I'm sure you must have been very good at your job.
Compared to...
Well, I mean, if you like school and if you excel so well, usually that type of person's going to do better in a job and, you know, type a little more accurately than some and all.
Yes.
And also, wanting to work, I think, would make you better at it.
Yes.
Than someone that was having to work and didn't particularly want to or something.
Well, let's see what else is on here.
Does your other daughter-in-law work, Gary's wife?
She is a teacher and has taught several years. But right now they have three adopted children. And they have one that's not in school, he's four. But they all go to this Angelina Christian School.
Okay.
The oldest little boy has a learning disability. And he wants the little girl to go with him. So they're both up there now. And Martha plans to send the least one, which he'll be five in February. She's debating now as to whether to send him to four-year-old kindergarten this year. But she plans to go back to teaching there.
Okay.
She says she knows she can get in. And she said whether she teaches this year or not, she's going to help out with the math there. Her son has problems with math. And she's going to volunteer to work with his math group, even if she doesn't go back to teaching.
That's good. Have you been called on a lot to babysit with your grandchildren?
Yes and no. Sandy got her education after she and Don married. In fact, she only had 9 or 12 hours. And her mother and daddy separated, and she couldn't go back to school, you know. And then she and Don got married, and Don went 1 year, I think, after they married. And they both worked, and Don had a car, and he sold it and got a later model one, I mean an older model, maybe I should say, and got a little difference and sent her to beauty school. Well, she was just working at Perry Brothers, clerking, and he was working in a drugstore making hamburgers and things like that over there at Huntsville. But then she got her beauty license and went to work in a shop over there. And then when he graduated, he went to work for the college over the prison system. Prison system. While he was in college, he worked some for them too. But then when they moved back to Dybal, when Don got a job here and they moved back here, well, he wanted her. Well, she started out as a teacher's aide, and she finally made up her mind if she was going to do the teacher's work, she might as well get paid for it.
I agree.
So she started going to night classes, and then she would go during the summer. And then she went that way for several years, and then she finally quit. But during her schooling, I kept Laurel at night for her to study, and on weekends.
Would you keep her all night, or just
no? Well, I did sometimes, but not when I was working, not during the week. But Sandy had a pretty, well, you know how, what,
you know,
it was, having a family. Of course, she just had the one, but she was like 2 to, well, I'd say from about 2 to 5 or 6, you know, during Sandy's schooling.
Right.
And I did a lot of babysitting then, but I don't do much anymore. Now, Martha has not worked. Now, she worked after they got the first little boy. But then after they got the second one, from Buckner's orphanage, and they requested that she stay home with them. And it was the same way with the last one.
Well, if they're close in age, it sure doesn't hurt anyway.
Well, back when they got their children, you couldn't hardly get them.
And it's still hard.
And the rules were so strict. And so she has not worked any really much since she got the children.
Well, it's probably worth it to her, though.
Yeah.
To stay home. Joe and I looked into adopting a little girl, and you can't get them unless you want an infant. And I don't want a baby. I want 3 and body trained, you know.
Well,
but
now they wanted an infant. And they waited a long time for every one that they got.
Well, I really admire them.
They put their name on Edna Gladney list and put up a big deposit and waited like 2 years, and they sent them their deposit back. Well, they got the oldest little boy from the state welfare department, and they got the second one from Buckner's, and they got the third one from charity something in Houston.
Do you feel any different towards the adopted ones?
No.
I wouldn't think so.
No.
To me, a child is just a child, and if they're part of the family, it doesn't matter how they became part of it.
No, we
they're
all just
wonderful
love them
to have.
Death.
Do the children know they're adopted?
Yes.
And all?
Yes.
I think that's the best way to handle it.
Now, the least one probably doesn't realize.
Well, they don't understand the word even.
But the two older ones know that they're adopted, yes. Martha has always told them, and she always told them that she picked them out above all the children.
Right.
And she makes the little stories so sweet to them.
That's wonderful. It really is. And I admire people that get their families that way when they need to, or some just do it because they want to.
Yeah. Know. Well,
I think it's fantastic.
They couldn't have any, and so this was the way they got them. Martha's sister has a little adopted boy. In fact, the Camels have 5 grandchildren, and they have one that is their own.
Hmm.
They have 4 adopted.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
No. Okay, let's stop.